Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, we had a charge on a credit card from your organization. It's called Excellent Electronics, and we don't know what that was for.
Okay, which is it?
What is Excellent Electronics?
Okay, so that's a generic descriptive, sir. We have over 400 different products. They just can't list all 400 products there. So, but they're all in reference to this call center, though. So it might not be the electronics might not be relative to you, but something of the products might be. They just can't list all the apartments in the descriptive, all the products in the description line. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you've been charged by electronics. It's just that that's one of a hundreds of different products we service. So what is your zip code?
66085.
One moment. Your name, please.
The charge was on Johanna Harnden or Glenn Harnden. It's either myself or my wife.
What about Chris Harnden?
Yeah, Chris Harnden too. That's Johanna.
One moment. Would you verify your address for me, please?
16970 Grandview Street, Stillwell, Kansas, 66085. Dates are December 4th and December 8th.
Yes, December 4th. I see where the account
Oh,
was
pardon me. December 4th and December 9th.
Created. So let's see what's. It's loading up, so please hold. All right, so I see here on 12/4 you paid the $5.74 for the shipping and handling for Chance's Percept.
Shipping handling for what?
I see here, let me see what it is myself. It's an item CREUSET Crescent. Let me see what that's referencing to. Trying to see, you fill out a sweepstake or a survey or something of the sort.
A sweepstake? I don't know. What's the one on the ninth? For 60.
That's a result. That's a result of the $5.74. When you accepted the 574, which was the terms and conditions. That's why it's a good idea to read those terms and conditions. Because it states that if you didn't let them know in a 5-day, you had a 5-day trial period, which was the night from the 4th to the 9th, that if you didn't let them know, hey, thank you for the opportunity to win or thank you for the free gift, but I don't want to be a member. If they don't hear from you, it's an automatic enrollment. And that is stated in the terms and conditions when you accepted the $5.74 shipping and handling.
What's an enrollment for what?
The enrollment is an online discount store where you can get all kind of gadgets at a discount price, as well as they offer you $125 shopping spree at that discount store for each month that they charge you.
Wow, I tell you, I don't know how that happened. So how do we stop that? Is that supposed to be $67 every month?
It is a recurring charge, sir. Plus, as well as them, you're receiving $125 shopping spree each month as well.
$125. You mean
I mean, the $125 is what they give you to as a voucher to shop with once what they bill you for the membership. So they bill you for December for $67.32, which is the membership, but they also offer you a $125 shopping voucher to spend at the discount store as well.
Do you have a website or?
Sure. So the site for the for the online discount store, it would be hold on just one moment. Trying to see here, because we have hundreds of products. I'm just trying to locate one that would be in reference to what you've purchased. So it was a chance to win. It wasn't a prize sent out. If it was a prize that sent out, you would have had a shipping date scheduled since the 4th. So that indicates to me that it was a contest entry.
Gosh,
for a chance
that,
when you did the sweepstakes, when you did the contest entry, it would have stated in the terms and conditions that you were going to be charged. I'm still trying to find that website for you, so please hold a minute, sir. All right, so that site is, of course, https://coolgadgetsyoucanbuy.com. coolgadgetsyoucanbuy.com. So that's coolgadgetsyou. coolcanbuy.com/
Okay. Could you give that to me again, please?
HTTPS.
HTTPS. Okay.
You might not need that, but it's just how it has here listed with me. You might can just put in coolgadgetsyoucanbuy.com, but sometimes the address does need the HTTPS. Is the reason I'm giving it to you. :// coolgadgetsyoucanbuy. And then there's an email if you have any questions. You can email support, support, at selected, selected, premier, premier, discount, discount, support.com.
Well, I got to check with my wife, but I don't remember either one of us signing up for any of that.
All your information was entered, so it was, you know, it was entered for the chance to win, and whether you the 68 or 67.32 was charged, based on the fact when you did sign up and the terms and conditions were not read, which it will state that in the terms and conditions that they're going to bill you if you don't otherwise let them know differently.
And that was supposed to be let them know within 7 days?
It could be 7 days, 7 days, 5 days, 7 days, 14 days. You would know the trial once you get the bottle.
Okay, I'm going to dispute that charge with my credit card.
Well, the charge is a valid charge, sir. That's a valid charge because that was it stems from.
It's a valid charge if, in fact, we did that. Now, I got to check with my wife, but I did not enter any contest or entry. So I think
a survey, or a chance to win the Crusette, Crusett. It was a chance to win it. Your address is, verify your address for me, please.
It's 16970 Grandview Street, Stillwell,
Kansas. Yes, that's what we have here. We have the phone number.
So,
I'm sorry?
What is your address?
I don't have an address here because we represent 400 different companies. So you would say the support address I gave you is where you need to reach out to the company that in reference to this charge.
Okay. So let me get this one more time. Support at selected, is that SELECTED?
Let me get back to that page. SUPPORT at selected premier discount support. Now, what I need to do, yes, sir, that's support at selected premier, PREMIER, discount support.com. So before you get off the phone, though, what I need to do is, because it's a reoccurring charge, to make sure that this membership has been canceled, because you're going to get charged in January if it's not. So
right.
I can cancel here. That's no issue with that. So,
okay.
but when you start talking about, let me check with my wife, that kind of threw me off. That was the next thing we was going to. So you don't, your next charge would be January 9th. Because it is a recurring charge of the $67. However, you don't want to continue this. Apparently, you didn't win the Crusette. Whatever that is, it's a type of item that they send out. You would have heard from it in your email if you had a won. It's the first 2 days when they email the winner out. So you would have known that. And then 12-9 is a reoccurring gadget home store. They got all kind of nice gadgets and stuff, from underwater cameras to flashlights to all that stuff. They got hundreds of products. However, if you do not want to keep the membership, that's perfectly okay. But I'm canceling it now, and here's your cancellation number. So it won't be a reoccurring charge of $67.32. That's why I was saying it is a valid charge. It is a reoccurring charge, and the charge stem from accepting the terms and conditions back on the 4th of December. If they was never accepted, it would never been charges. So by...
Ma'am, can you hear me?
I want
you to cancel this.
I'm giving you your cancellation number, sir. It's C as in Charlie. 263-158-227.
Please now, do that slower, a little slower, please.
C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
263,
right.
158-227. All right, and that stops the reoccurring charges as well, sir. As a courtesy, because I know the bank is not going to refund your $67.37 because it is a valid charge, but as a courtesy here, we'll refund that back to you here. That goes back onto your bank account 3 to 5 business days. They will refund it if you didn't do it. But, you know, if you're not, you don't have to file a dispute if I refund it here as a courtesy.
Yeah,
so,
that'd be great.
Okay, so I'm refunding $67.32 back to that card or that bank account, whichever it is. It takes 3 to 5 business days for that to show. The order was refunded successfully, $67.32. The order has been canceled. No reoccurring charges. And anything else I can do for you, sir?
Yeah, can I have your name, please?
Bernadette.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
Thank you.
There's a movie about that.
Songs of Bernadette. I'm not a saint, though, okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay. But there's also Bernadette Peters now. She's an actress, too.
Yeah, I think it's just, is it The Song of Bernadette?
The Songs of Bernadette is the movie, but she was a saint in that. That's not me.
Did you see the movie?
I have seen it in the black and white version, but I've mainly read it in a Reader's Digest because I'm a reader too. So in the Reader's Digest had a short story of it. I don't know if you might not know about Reader's Digest. I don't even know if they still do them or not. But they had a short story in the Reader's Digest, and I found the book they were selling books for 10 cents one time. Like, you know how people clear out books in libraries and stuff. And I run across the Reader's Digest and it had the Songs of Bernadette. And I was like, oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Sure did. So it's a story. It's a biblical story. And it's actually a story because I've had people from the French to tell me when they tell me about my name. And they was like how the it's a place that it's like, I don't know if it's a holy ground or what type of ground it is. I don't know the story to the extent, but I've just had people from the native Frenchmen tell me the story about it and how Bernadette something, something, something. And I was like, oh, okay. So it had to do with a saint. That's why I always say, but, oh, I'm not the saint, though, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank
you.
Listen, Happy New Year to you.
Likewise. You're Mr. Harden. I didn't want to call you Chris because you said that's your wife. So Harden is you, Mr. Harden?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, have a wonderful holiday season.
You too. Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling Customer Support.
Bye-bye.
Bye.